This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Lee?
Lucas, we're recording this before we got last week's June milk production and cold storage reports, so we will direct our comments today on what I call the elephant in the room, namely China's purchases on the global market. Last week we learned that they remain significant in June, but you actually made the point that COVID has helped that demand.
That's right, Lee. China's dairy imports were historically strong into June across most products. Total imports throughout the first half of this year so far, setting a new record high. So it has been encouraging to watch China ramp up those purchases and support prices on the global markets. Purchases were significant, especially in whole milk powder and skim milk powder. China is quickly building inventories, kind of in anticipation of both higher domestic consumption in the country and also related to COVID, trying to prepare for some logistical and shipping challenges that have arisen throughout the world. Buyers in the country have taken the viewpoint that building inventories to record levels in the case of skim milk powder is better in order to avoid being caught short of product. On the global dairy trade auction last week, we did see prices slip slightly. We do think that China is buying off of the auction. And when other buyers in other regions of the world, like Southeast Asia and the Middle East, didn't quite step up to purchase products, we did see prices slip. But it's important to note that those values are coming off of multi-year highs that we've seen over the past several months. We do expect global dairy demand to be quite significant throughout the remainder of the year, but it's a question of, will that keep up with what global milk production is doing? We do expect U.S. milk production to remain quite strong, and Europe is also returning to quite positive numbers as well. So it could be a battle of supply and demand as we look to prices throughout the second half of this year.
Do you see the GDT coming back here real soon? I mean, it's been down for seven consecutive sessions.
It's quite possible. Fonterra, of course, the key New Zealand co-op there, did remove quite a bit of offered product on this auction last week due to off-auction purchases. So if buyers do end up stepping back into the auction and find that the product is simply not there, that could force prices higher yet again.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence for High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. A recent hearing by lawmakers offered input opportunities on how to modernize existing farm guest worker programs, as we hear more from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
Year-round availability of farm labor. Several ag stakeholders see that as one area of farm guest worker labor programs in need of modernization. Dairy grower Lene Kustra explained at a recent Senate Judiciary Committee hearing.
H-2A visas do not work for dairy farms because they need qualified year-round employees.
A situation that applies to specialty crop producers as well. Former Assistant Secretary for Labor Leon Sequeira says, in addition,
an updated H-2A program must be simpler, more efficient, less costly, and accessible to all agricultural employers.
And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack believes that modernization of farm guest worker programs in general is needed to provide
a stable, secure system so you can plan ahead, so you can determine whether or not you are able to expand, able to buy that additional farm, able to expand by buying and expanding your herd. Farmers can't do that today. They can't make those decisions because they don't have the security and the stability of a system that works.
I'm Rod Bain reporting.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Milk production may not be growing as much as some had expected, but the latest USDA milk production report shows that during the April through June quarter, U.S. milk output was still 3.7% higher than the same spring quarter last year at just over 58 billion pounds. This was produced by a herd averaging just over 9.5 million head, about 141,000 more than the same spring quarter last year. We have milk per cow numbers for June now coming in at about 27 pounds more than June a year ago. Earlier this month, USDA's outlook board projected the average all milk price next year would increase by about 1%, despite a possible production increase of about 1.5%. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.